Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Once there was a place in the woods where they sent people who didn't fit into the real world.
Welcome, Jacob.
Species identity disorder can be cured so that a person who thinks themselves an animal can resume a happy, healthy, and rewarding life.
I want to do it. It's the best thing for everyone.
You're all gonna end up wonderful human beings.
They say the wolf and the wildcat are natural enemies. But they're wrong.
Species identity disorder. Well, okay, that's a new one. I think I might have that too. Nothing worse than being a wolf trapped in a man's body. That was a clip from the new theatrical release called Wolf, starring George MacKay and Lily Rose Depp. Tim Lammers joins us as he does every Friday afternoon. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, species identity disorder. Now, lycanthropy, I've heard of that before, which is, you know, you heard it in the monster movies with the Wolfman and all that sort of stuff. But as for, you know, an actual disorder, I would imagine it's true. They got to base it on something, but it's really, really rare. But yes, George MacKay, who played the lead actor in the brilliant movie 1917. Did you catch that one, Paul?
I did.
From a couple of years.
Yeah,
yes. I mean,
good.
It's such a brilliant movie, such an incredibly tough movie to watch. But, you know, George was the lead soldier in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Very different role for him now in Wolf, though. Growing up, as you heard, Jacob, played by George MacKay, believes he's a wolf trapped in a human's body, you know, behaves like a wolf, howls like a wolf, scavenges outside in the nude. He's certainly aware he has issues, and his parent is aware, parents are aware they have he has issues, so they send him off to this treatment program where a psychologist uses really extreme methods to try to reprogram him and other people who think they're birds or a German shepherd or a squirrel. You name it. And then he befriends this woman named Wildcat, played by Lily Rose Depp, who is, of course, Johnny Depp's daughter. Mm-hmm. And she thinks she's a cat. So he actually has a breakthrough with this person, though. But, you know, it's a very strange movie. It's an art house movie. I just think it has a very limited audience. Really no other big films opening this week. So maybe it'll make a small dent in the box office. I don't know. But it's definitely out there, that's for sure.
You sound a little ambivalent. Like if somebody is into werewolf movies, they might like it, but otherwise, eh.
I wouldn't even go that far, Paul. I mean, it doesn't go down that route at all. Now, not coincidentally, there was a movie in the 90s called Wolf, starring Jack Nicholson as a werewolf and Michelle Pfeiffer. If you really feel the need to see a werewolf movie, then see that one.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
It's just hard for an actor to convince me that, you know, they are an animal. And, you know, when MacKay does the howling stuff, it borders on silly. Now, this is tough because I don't want to besmirch anybody that might have this disorder, no matter how rare it might be. I think if they would have gone the documentary route, that would have been a lot more fascinating to see a film about people that really have this would have probably worked a lot better than this. Here, I just couldn't engage at all.
Okay. Well, this next one I am going to see. I've always been fascinated by, you know, the life of Princess Di, and there's a new movie. It's now video on demand. Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart.
Diana, they can't change. You have to change.
You have to be able to do things you hate.
You hate.
There has to be two of you. It's the real one and the one they take pictures of. Diana, for the good of the country.
For the country.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I guess the royals, they call themselves The Firm, I think, in the UK, and it can be an unforgiving place to live and to work, and so much has been written about Princess Di. I do like Kristen Stewart. Does she pull it off? Does she make it work?
See, I'm the opposite. I just, since Twilight, I don't get the fascination with her. She plays these mopey roles really well, these real downtrodden, you know, sullen roles. And I would say that's probably the reason they cast her in this, because this is a very sullen tale. It's the anxiety-ridden days before Princess Diana decides to end her marriage to Prince Charles. She's beset with mental health issues. She has these strange visions. And the royals, she feels suffocated, you know, being in the marriage in the company of these royals, because if you wear the wrong dress to the wrong event, you know, they're not going to let you off the hook. I mean, it's such of a controlling environment that she lives in. So people are saying that Kristen Stewart's an Oscar nominee for this. I can't see that happening at all. I mean, I think it's an overrated performance. And I think, but a bigger problem with it, Paul, is that it's very artsy. It's dull and pretentious. And, you know, I've been suggesting, look, if you love the royals, you might find this fascinating. But if you really want to see a spot-on tale that's riveting, see the last season of The Crown, where Emma Corwin played Princess Diana. Yeah. That was some pretty riveting stuff. Now, again, I've never been fascinated with the royal family. And I can see why after seeing this. I mean, these first world problems, you know, with don't ever buy pearls for me again, you know, she tells Prince Charles, you know, and you know, wearing the wrong Christmas dress to the Christmas event or whatever. It's like, please, you know, I don't get it. But again, I'm just one of those outsiders who's never found fascination. Now, look, I one part that made me feel bad watching the film, Paul, was the scenes where she was with her young sons. And you think about how horrible that was for those two young boys to lose their mother like that. Because you could really tell, just even as a casual observer way back when she was alive, that she really did love her sons. So I think she got that part right, Kristen Stewart. But apart from that, it's just too morose for me.
She had everything in the world except her privacy, and many people, I mean, certainly movie stars, they complain about that. They can buy anything. I mean, I guess pro sports is the same way. The one thing they crave is privacy, and the paparazzi hounding her and badgering her and stalking her. I'm going to see it. I love The Crown. That was so well done. But, hey, I want to pivot. We only have about a minute or two left. Alec Baldwin sat down with George Stephanopoulos from ABC News.
And I didn't watch the interview. Did you watch the interview, Paul?
I saw clips. He said, someone is responsible. I know it's not me. Of course, Alec Baldwin, you know, shot one of the film production gals on the set. And he went on to say, I would never point a gun at anyone and then pull the trigger. Never. So, I mean, he was somewhat defensive. But what are you hearing about the interview?
Well, certainly I've been reading about it. And you know, that to me is a very curious thing to say, that he's not responsible at all. I mean, the gun is in his hand. How could it not be, even if it did go off accidentally? And I'm still confused about how a gun could go off accidentally. So, you know, talking about people that want their privacy, Alec Baldwin, I don't know why he's even showing his face, much less doing interviews. This guy, in a way, to me, craves the sort of attention, but by doing it, to me, he's digging himself a hole because there's a whole lot of lawsuits coming his way, and he has to be very, very careful about what he says. So I guess I'm just perplexed by the whole thing. And certainly he's not going to earn a lot of sympathy or empathy from anybody by saying he's not responsible at all. I don't get that at all. You can't be pushing the blame. Now, it's tragic what happened to him, and God forbid any of us would be in that sort of situation where somebody died at our own hand. But to say they didn't have anything to do with it, that just seemed really, really strange to me. And again, maybe that's that sort of deniability he wants to put out there when it comes to fighting these lawsuits. Who knows?
Yeah, it's weird. He said he cocked the hammer of the gun and then let go of the hammer, and the gun went off. He claims he never pulled the trigger, and that's where he said, I would never point a gun at anybody and pull a trigger at them. But still, I agree with everything you said. I mean, if you have a firearm in your hand, you're responsible, you're accountable, and any gun owner will tell you that there are things you do and don't do. So, again, I wasn't there. We're all getting this third hand, but whether he can rehabilitate his career is another question.
I think his career is over, because anything he does, anything he says, I mean, he's under the microscope forever for the rest of his life. But I would be curious to know, can you pull back a trigger and let go of, the hammer, and if it accidentally slipped from under your fingers and hit the bullet, is that enough force to fire a bullet? I don't know that. That's curious. I'm curious about that. To see if
it's all going to come out.
A physical way it could happen. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this isn't over. This story is not over.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, have a great weekend. Thank you for these reviews, and wish you and yours the very best. We'll catch you on Tuesday of next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.